Arturo Toscanini's most widespread popularity came not so much from his concerts as from his radio broadcasts and his records. And he helped the recording industry at least as much as it helped him. But he hated making records. Imagine someone with his concern for continuity having to stop every 4 minutes for the end of each side of a 78 RPM disc. In the 1940s and 50s, his radio broadcasts with the NBC Symphony were recorded in front of live audiences, so that many of his most famous recordings were the equivalent of live performances. But he was already in his 80s by then, and radio itself seemed to make him nervous. Toscanini's official broadcasts were often more rigid and driven than his rehearsals, many of which were secretly recorded by his own musicians. Not many examples of Toscanini's pre-World War II live performances have survived, and few of them are commercially available. EMI Angel's latest batch of great recordings of the century includes two CDs that contain live performances of Toscanini in London, conducting the BBC Orchestra in 1935. Here's the end of his thrilling version of Debussy's La Mer. La Mer was one of Toscanini's favorite pieces. His 1950 Victor recording is one of his most brilliant. It's a scintillating corrective to the cliché that all of Debussy's music is shapeless and dreamy. But this 1935 live performance is even more astonishing, richer and more subtle. Each note is like an inflection in a longer phrase. Each phrase is a new turn in a fascinating story. Some of Toscanini's later recordings steamrollered you into submission, but here he spins an intricate web of sound that holds you spellbound. The other selection on this Toscanini disc is Elgar's Enigma Variations, a tone poem made up of a series of musical portraits of Elgar's wife, himself, and a dozen friends. Though it's not a piece you associate with Toscanini, it's a piece he loved. His later commercial recording is wonderful, but this live performance with the BBC Symphony is even warmer, funnier, more loving, more moving. And Elgar is in this orchestra's blood. Here's the more serious part of Elgar's portrait of R.P. Arnold, Matthew Arnold's son. A separate disc includes two live Toscanini Brahms performances, his famous version of the Tragic Overture, and a fourth symphony that has never been issued before. Toscanini's Brahms was always fat-free and sinewy. His 1935 Brahms Fourth has a grave, flowing beauty, only slightly scarred by the noisy surfaces of the old acetates. The last movement achieves the tragic intensity and grandeur of Toscanini's greatest work. How lucky we are to have it restored and rescued from oblivion.